But then you continued to work with Cherokee Communities. You're Oklahoma director of an international nonprofit. And so you worked with people who had hard times in life. In the early 90s, CCF, what was that, CCF?
CCF was a Christian Children's Fund early on, and they did vouchers for clothing. I tell you what, that was a program where I didn't even know where that came from. I just got a call one day, and a director named Tom Rodenbaugh, he was over the U.S. programs. He said, I'd like to come and interview you for this job. I said, what job are you talking about? He said, well, I got your resume. Wim had submitted my resume. And I said, oh, okay. So I got home. I said, Wilma, did you send an application in for me with the Christian Children? Said, oh, yeah. She said, I know you do good work on those kinds of things. She said, I think you should qualify for that. I said, well, there's a guy named Tom Rodenbaugh that's going to come in the interview. She said, oh, good. I said, what? So we did a lot of community work. Instead of just clothing vouchers, we turned those programs into community development work.
Then you heard drugs and gangs had become a problem in Cherry Tree. So you got these rival gangs to work together to become teammates?
Yeah. I was approached by that community to see if I could come to work with the kids. And I told them, I'm not doing youth work right now. I'm doing waterline projects and community buildings. And they said, we really need your help. So finally I told Wilma I'm going to go there and meet with them. When we met, there was a lot of need. That's a whole different story itself. It was a very, very moving story. They came together and parent committees were at loss what to do. There was a lot of drugs, gang activities going on. So I got the group together. I'm leaving a lot of stuff out here. I wish I could tell a whole story because it's a very, very wonderful story, inspiring story about those kids. We had a bunch of kids together and try to get them together, work together, play together. The kids were very active. One of the things that they wanted to do was to see a major league ball game. It just so happened that Christina and Wilma there, they had that program going, and I told them about it. Christina said, I think I can help you with that, where they can go to the baseball games. So Christina talked to the manager of Oakland A's. Jose Canseco was a big name back then. Everybody wanted to see them. And Christina did the manager, and the manager told Christina, why don't Charlie meet us in Dallas because we have a game with the Texas Rangers so they don't have to raise money to travel all the way over here. I wanted to prove to those kids you can do anything you want to do. You set your mind to it. You know, there's no such things that can't be done. The manager said, have Wilma write a letter to George Bush, Jr., who owns the Texas Rangers, and ask if he can help. So Wilma shoots a letter off to them, and then they came back and said, we'll give you 58 tickets to the game. You can bring those kids there. And that's what happened. But the gangs were still very challenging, and they heard about the fact that they may get to go to the Major League ball game. That's what drew them in. And they said, hey, I want to go to the ball game. I want to see a Major League. Said, you're going to have to join our group, Cherry Tree, your group. So we can't take you if you're not. So they joined. And they said, but you got to work. You're going to work for it. You're going to help the elders. You're going to clean up the highways. You're going to clean up this. And you're going to help build ball fields and that. And they said, yeah, we'll do that. So they came in, and we took a bunch of kids to Dallas. They got to see a Major League ball game.
That makes me want to clap.
That's
wonderful.
And you know what? From that project, it evolved into the Boys and Girls Club, Tahlequah. That's where actually the Boys and Girls Club started, was in Cherry Tree. Yeah. And the marshals said the most complaints they got was to Cherry Tree because of Cherry Tree project. The marshals came in and played basketball, did things, and became friends with those kids. It's just wonderful.
One day you were standing on a street corner at the Stillwell Strawberry Festival.
Yeah.
Very, very crowded. Tell me what happened.
Oh, there was a Strawberry Festival. It's the biggest thing that happens in Stillwell. I was standing on the street corner. We'd moved our office to Tahlequah a couple of years later, and I'm standing on a street corner, and somebody taps me on the back. I think it's somebody going to hit me upside the head or what's going on or whatever. And so they tapped me again. And I stepped off this curve, kind of distanced myself, and I look up, and there's this guy standing there with the badge. Marsh, that's one of those gang leaders, one of those gang boys from Cherry Tree. He looked at me, and he stuck that chest out like that and showed me his badge. I said, of all people, I said, you? And he said, thank you, Mr. Soap.
Oh, my.
And I said, oh, man. We talked, and he walked off. It's interesting when he walked off because all these young kids are coming around and trying to get his attention and all. He just walked through the crowd. It's quite a scene.
Will you tell the story of the basketball game?
Oh, yeah. Well, we had I think that's on a Saturday day, we had a basketball game going. You know, just different kids get together and play. And I noticed one of the gangs that came through. I thought, there's going to be a problem here. And so I walked up to the guy, the leader, and I said, you guys going to play? He said, no. He said, we come after so-and-so. And they'd come after one of those kids. I said, we don't want any trouble. I said, that's out of the question. And they didn't pay attention. They just went all separated. They were after that one. But I had to leave. I had to go to another project. But I told this guy, I said, I'll be back in about an hour. I said, you need to watch those guys. When I came back, they had this basketball game going. It was a rough game. No referees, no holds barred, anything. They was elbowing, shoving each other. Just, you know, really rough game. I told Ronnie, I said, that's not good. Somebody's going to get hurt. He said, let him go. They're the ones that decided what they want to do. The youth group challenged the gang, said, if we beat you in this game, you leave that boy alone. And if you beat us, he said, you can have him. So they had a game going, and the youth group beat the gang. Yeah. And they kept their word, let him go. They left. Kind of like back in the history days when the Cherokees used a stickball game to settle their differences. Instead of going to war, killing each other, they had a stickball game. Whoever the winner was, that's how it was.
Isn't that still well seen when he taps you on the shoulder, one of your great rewards? Because you've done so much in the community, you can't know all the influence you had. But when those moments arise, you must carry that with you in your heart.
I don't think anything about it. I don't think about that, really. But I just know that working with so many young people, even my own kids that's been in trouble, I know how important it is. All they need is that little support. They need support. They need that pat on the back, say, I'm proud of you. I love you. That goes so far for anybody. And I say, even adults, we adults need that. We need that pat on the back once in a while.
Absolutely.
Somebody tells us we love. Somebody loves us.
Yeah.
And so those young people need it, you know.
Yeah.
So.
We need to spot their gifts, and then if we spot them, encourage them.
Absolutely. They need that, yeah. Some of them don't have parents. Some of them, parents are gone, and they're out there by themselves. It's hard for them, you know. Instead of stomping them in the ground, you need to extend a helping hand.
Yeah.
Say, let me help you.